Harper Perennial and Harper Audio present The Jump Off Creek by Molly Gloss, performed by Sarah Morsi. For my great-grandmothers, Molly Mizell Donaldson, 1875 to 1944, Miles, Texas. Emma Castle Hurlburt Betty, 1862 to 1924, Walla Walla, Washington. Nancy Kerr Lovelace, 1853 to 1938, Erion County, Texas. Lena Myers Remlinger, 1860 to 1930, Fort Vancouver, Washington. Westering women, all. I am greatly indebted to many published and unpublished diaries, letters, and journals of women who settled the West. I hope their strong, honest voices can be heard in this book. I'm grateful to Tony Wolk and D. Ann Westbrook, who read the manuscript with care and perception, and to Ed, who gave me time, encouragement, applause. I must also thank my dad, who introduced me to the public library and to the panorama of the real and imagined West. 1. 6 April. Bought the Black Henny mule today. $18. Also, the Spavent gray, as my money is so short, and I have hope he will put on weight. His eyes are clear, with a smart look in them, and his feet not tender. Believe I am now outfitted. Shall start out at daybreak. Weather is poor with rain and a cold wind. Not a favorable day for travel, but I shall not put it off. Each day's boarding, $3, I can ill afford, and now the stables cost of 2 mules and the goats. My list of needs has many unhappy lines drawn through, marking out this or that, not so necessary at prices so very dear. Oh well, the poor mules will be hard put to carry the things as is. I have settled my accounts with Mrs. Mailer, as I plan to be gone in the morning before she is about. She has given me a good rolling pin from her own kitchen, as well as many candle stubs and ends of wax. Though not in other ways been overkind these few days I have boarded. I believe she thinks I am a madwoman, or worse. For myself, after so long in getting to this day, I find I am not much afraid. But in that may be some proof of my madness. I shall not see Mrs. Mailer, nor perhaps any woman, at least until the fall, if I am still alive then and able to come out for my winter's necessities. But I am used to being alone, in spirit if not in body, and shall not be lonely, as I never have been inclined that way. I believe what I feel is just a keenness to get to that place and stand under my own roof at last. 2. At the head of Bucks Creek, where the springs puddled out to fill the low ground, sometimes there would be as many as half a dozen cows standing along the edges of the pond, tearing at the grass. But there weren't any there now, only old sucking tracks in the mud, from yesterday or the day before. In a fine silent rain, Tim rode once around the pond, and then went down from there, scouting the blind gullies where snowmelt fed down toward the bucks. He was half a day before he finally turned up 3 cows, sharing the skimpy grass with their calves, up one of the dead-end canyons. He let the dog do most of the work. He hung back, holding a short loop of rope open against his thigh, while the dog broke the cows out gently toward the creek. The left-behind calves bawled a little for their mamas and jig-trotted after them, but shortly the cows settled into a walk, and the calves sorted out which mother was which, and nuzzled flanks with fitful bowling complaint. Tim and the dog shunted back and forth behind them, keeping them headed right without seeming to do much. Tim's breath was white, thinning around his shoulders as he rode through it. where an old lightning
sample complete. Ready to continue?